Heavy doors opening. Potentially mild struggle. Well, hello there. It's about time you showed up. Go ahead and leave him, ladies. I can take everything from here. Hey, gently. I never told you to throw him. For that little stunt, both of you have been reassigned to mining duty. I don't want a word out of either of you. Get out of my throne room this instant and immediately go to have your swords replaced with picks. Now! Door opening again, footsteps leaving. I'm sorry about that. Can you get up yourself, or would you like my help? Are those chains? I specifically told him to bring you here without any bindings. Just stay still. I'll come right over. Footsteps approach. Hold still. I'm going to break these off of you. What's with that look? Don't think I can? My forces managed to conquer this entire kingdom. My forces managed to conquer this entire kingdom in less than a month. If we're strong enough to do that, then chains won't be a problem for me. Chain breaking sound. See? It's like straw to me. Now, hold out your hands so I can get the wrist irons off. I'm trying to be patient and kind with you. Please don't make it difficult for me. I'm not going to hurt you. If I was, why would I have freed you from the chains or reprimanded those guards when they threw you in here? You're just going to have to trust me. You don't really have any other choice. Thank you. Hold him upside down. Sound of wrist iron snapping. See? What did I tell you? Now then, get up. Not all the way up, just stop lying down. That's right, like that. Stay on your knees. For now, at least. Why? What do you mean, why? I'm your queen, remember, silly boy? Now then, I bet you're wondering why I took you out of your cell, right? To kill you? No, 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 if I wanted you dead, I'd just have executed you. I'd just have you executed by someone else. Maybe publicly in front of the castle grounds for all to see. No, I have a much better plan for you. Right now, you're the most prominent living symbol of the kingdom that's still around. All the royalty fled the minute my troops entered the city. Days before we even got to the castle. But you? You are the strongest warrior in this land. And you stayed and fought alongside your men. For that, the people respect you. Even though you were eventually overwhelmed and captured, you managed to survive. You give your countrymen hope. No. I have a much better plan for you. Can you guess what it is? Slavery! Not quite. Although, maybe that could be arranged. No, I have a much better idea. I'm their new queen, so they'll have a new king too. I think I have an idea of who that could be. Why wouldn't I choose you? Isn't it obvious? Like I just said, the people of this kingdom look up to you, and you're all they have left. Their respect for you would eventually lead them to respect and listen to me. And on top of that, you're a strong warrior. Not nearly as strong as me, obviously, but one of the strongest men I've ever met. You're also quite handsome. I want to take you, warrior. I want to make you my mate. You'll be my husband and I'll be your wife. The king to my queen. What will it be like? Well, I won't lie to you. We're not going to be equals. It will be an Amazon society. Fully matriarchal. You will be little more than a figurehead who occasionally makes public speeches or makes appearances at diplomatic meetings. I will be the one doing most of the governing, and you will have little to no actual say in policy or kingdom matters. But that's not to say there aren't benefits to being king. You'll be allowed to continue living in the castle, and I imagine the royal bedroom you'll share with me will be much better than the barracks across from the dungeon you're used to. Speaking of the barracks, I'll let you personally select any surviving comrades you have left to serve as an auxiliary unit in the Amazonian army. They can fight alongside my personal best women in glorious battle, and you'll be there too, your sword joining mine. But conquering our enemies will not be the only thing we do together. We're going to share a bedroom. And what usually happens in the bedroom that spouses share. I've seen you staring at me, you know. When I would go into the dungeon to see the latest captured resistance rabble, I've seen the way your eyes widened and focused on my ass as I'd bent over to examine the locks on the cells. Or the way you drooled seeing my cleavage when I bent down to walk through doors. I know you find me desirable, and I don't blame you. I'm 7.5 feet of raw feminine strength and beauty. I could easily crush your head between my hands, but wouldn't you rather I crush it between my breasts instead? All you have to do is say yes. Just yes. And you will no longer be a soldier who was captured while defending a royal family that was too cowardly to even stay behind and watch their kingdom fall. Instead, you will be the royal family. You will gain a kingdom and a beautiful, strong wife who will introduce you to a new form of debauchery every night. So, what will it be? Rotting in prison? Or ruling with me? And here I thought you'd take more convincing. You're much smarter than you look, you know. Well then, go ahead and stand up. I'm going to remove those rags off you. Oh no, I don't need any help at all. Sound of clothing being torn off? Well, look at you. I suppose I should expect nothing less from such a great warrior. But still, I'm impressed. But what's with that expression on your face? Don't worry, we'll have new clothes made for you. Clothes much more fitting of the husband to an Amazon queen. That's not it. Then what is it? What has you so shocked? Well, of course we're going to have sex right now. I told you, I was making you my husband. You'll get to have your fancy human marriage ceremony later, of course. But Amazons are a lot less subtle when it comes to tying the knot with their significant other. The minute you're inside me will be the minute we are wed according to my customs. And really, those are the only ones that we have to worry about now. Now, are you going to watch me remove my chainmail or not? I thought so. Remain silent. Sound of armor being removed, pieces falling to the floor. Always feels good to get out of that at the end of the day. I look even better than you imagined, I presume. No need to be ashamed of your reaction. It's not very often human men get to see Amazons bared in all their glory like this. Besides, I think you look pretty cute right now. Your mouth hanging open, your eyes wide in shock. It's very flattering. You went from despising me and wanting me dead to wanting to be inside me in less than 5 minutes. And all you needed to see was my tits. Now then, up you go. What? Were you expecting to be the one carrying me to bed? Darling, as strong as you may be for a human, there's no way that would happen. You couldn't lift any of my exes, much less me. Oh, come on. Why the long face? Are you really that upset that I'm stronger than you? You know, there's nothing that can be done to help it. Amazons are just superior to humans, especially to men. It's no fault of your own. You know, even before I decided to make you my king, I've grown quite fond of you and that indomitable spirit of yours. You were the only one who didn't cower in your cell whenever I entered. You stood there and faced me fearlessly. Or maybe you were just trying to face my ass. You shouldn't feel ashamed of surrendering to me. Nor should you feel weak. Like I said before, you're doing far more to defend your people from harm by becoming my husband than the coward in your royalty ever did. You're still very much a strong warrior and a fine example of the bravery of your people. I think it's time to take your mind off of such thoughts of self-inadequacy and show you just how strong you really are. You're going to fight me with a very different kind of sword, husband. You taste delicious. I wanted to shove my tongue down your throat ever since I saw you best my strongest general, you know that? Seeing the fury in her eyes as you came this close to killing her. I needed to have you then. I should have taken you on the battlefield that day. Should have just fucked you right there, for everyone to see. Should have held you down and rode your cock, shown everyone that you would be mine, no matter how many of my warriors you defeated. Because you would never best me. Oh, feeling eager? I can feel you thrust against my stomach, your cock leaking its juices against my abs as you desperately try to thrust inside of me. Did you forget I have almost 2 feet over you, husband? Don't apologize. It's adorable. I'm glad that you're excited as well. But enough fucking around. I want you inside me. Now! Slide yourself up against the headrest. Yes. Yes. Like that. Good boy. Oh, will you always be this receptive to my commands? Or only when you're horny? Now spread your legs for me. Fuck. Look at you. You're a prize, you know that? You alone were worth all the effort and resources it took to conquer this kingdom. I'm going to take you now. Oh, yes. Oh, that's right. Right down to the hilt. It's tight, isn't it? Bet you weren't expecting somebody this large to be so tight. Oh, I can feel your hips tremble. You want to thrust in and out of me, don't you? Well, that isn't happening, little one. You will never fuck me. I will always fuck you. Yes! just like that. Any night, I have you alone. This is what I'm going to do to you. I'm going to pound you into this bed. Eventually, our lovemaking will get to the point. The bed a new bed will have to be made. One of steel. And even that one might succumb and fall apart from the pleasure I give to you and take from you. Wrap your legs around me. I said wrap your legs around me. I need better leverage. Come on. See? That wasn't so hard. Good boy. Oh, no. You know who you belong to, don't you? Call me your queen. I said, call me your queen. Louder. So the whole damn kingdom can hear you submit to me. Yes. Isn't it better to finally submit? To be conquered? To accept that you're beneath me? It doesn't feel bad anymore, does it? No? It feels good, doesn't it? So fucking good! Well, it feels good for me too. I love how you gasp and whine. The way your cock twitches inside me every time my hips meet yours. A strong warrior reduced to a shaking, submissive mess. Your eyes glazing over and a smile glued on your face as pleasure overrides your senses. There's not one ounce of shame or regret left in your body, is there? I've broken you. I've turned you into my human slut. A personal fuck toy. I've turned you into my king. Tilt your head up. I need to see that handsome face so I can... I notice you're staring at my tits. Do you like the way they bounce up and down as I thrust against you? Yeah? Go ahead and hold them. Come on. Take one in your mouth. Just like that. Good boy. You look so perfect down there, weakly holding up one of my breasts as you desperately try to hold my nipple in your mouth. So helpless, so cute. You can't be weak with me, darling. You have to be strong outside of the bedroom so that other humans will respect you as king. Of course, you'll never be as strong as me. But here, in private, you can be weak. It's okay to give up. It's okay to let your queen be strong for you. It's okay to let go. It'll feel good to let go and surrender. Surrender to me. Let go for me. Feel good for me. Come for me. I said come for me. Yes. 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 Fuck. Fuck. Spill it all inside of me. That's right. Give me everything. Well, you certainly look like you enjoyed yourself. You know, your hips are gonna be bruised in the morning, right? I'm sure you can handle it, a big, strong warrior king like you. Go ahead and rest your head on the pillow again. I'll lie next to you. You're absolutely exhausted. But don't worry. After a few more nights of this, you'll be used to it and have much better endurance. Eventually, what happened tonight will seem like gentle lovemaking compared to the fun I have planned for you. But for now, you need to rest. Tomorrow we announce to the people your new position as king, and I suppose we'll have to plan for that other wedding as well. I'm not going to wear a dress, by the way. You can wear whatever you want, but I'll never be caught dead debasing myself like that. I don't care if it's human tradition. There's some things you'll just have to deal with now that the Amazons are in control. We can worry about that later, though. It's time for you to sleep. And remember, never think of yourself as weak or a coward for surrendering to me. If you're strong enough to survive what I just did to you, you're strong enough to survive anything. Good night, husband. Sleep well. Well, greetings and goddess blessings to you all. Once again, Sivaselnia here, letting you know that no matter what it is that gets you off, no matter what you're into, perfectly fine. Absolutely nothing wrong with it. Keep it in the realm of fantasy or keep it safe, sane, and consensual. And we are A-okay. Be proud of it. Celebrate it. Take a bit of time for a little bit of aftercare. Potentially you might need it. Bit of a rougher script again. Get something nice to drink. Cuddle up in a blanket. You know the drill. You know how aftercare goes. Anyway. Also letting you know that supposedly stuff from Gone Wild Audio has started to pop up in different places. If you are in different places that are not Gone Wild Audio, or my personal fansly, be in those places. That's where all my stuff is. I'm not faulting you. I'm not blaming you for listening to this wherever you found it. Even if you prefer a different page, perfectly fine. Stay there. But I upload directly to Gone Wild Audio, so you might not have all of me. Which might contain not all of my femdom stuff. Not all of my muscle mommy stuff. Not all of my more extreme taboo kink stuff. So yeah, anyway, if you want more of me, go to those places. That's where all of me is. Bye. I have to edit.